So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk to you a little bit about deal sourcing. Obviously, it's very popular right now. We've got a training course for just £27, actually, which teaches you how to do it from the very start all the way through to finding deals, packaging deals, and then selling deals on. But it's very simple in concept. The actual implementation is a lot more harder than you'd expect, and it's not something you can pick up on a webinar or even a weekend course. You need immersing into the content so that you actually understand how it's done, how it works, why you do it, how to do it quickly, how to find deals, and so on. And so the areas that people actually get stuck in is that they try and find their deal first, and that might be right or wrong, because maybe you want to find the investor first. And again, that might be right or wrong. Just depends on who you are, what your network is, where you're starting from, and so on. But the biggest problem that I actually see is that people are getting stuck, and then they're not actually implementing anymore. And the problem that that causes is that they start on this particular journey, and it's like this entrepreneur's Achilles heel. We start off, we find some bumps in the road, and those bumps in the road are enough to stop us from following through and continuing on that journey. And that's fine, but the problem is you then go see something else that's nice and shiny, and you do the same with that. And then you get stuck, and then you go see the next thing, which is nice and shiny, and then you get stuck. And this is the thing. You need to stay the course while you're deal sourcing. Deal sourcing is hard. There's no question about it. It's a difficult thing to do. And even if you get all the information and knowledge that you need, you've got to keep implementing it. You've got to learn while you're doing it. If you've not got a coach, you've got to find out a way to do it yourself. If you haven't got a network, you've got to go out and find yourself a network to help you keep on going. But in all my years as an entrepreneur and a property investor, the number of times people said, no, you can't do it. That won't work here. No, you can't do that. That's not legal. And this is solicitors, by the way, and lawyers that are saying it's not legal. And you go to the next lawyer and go, yeah, of course, we've done 10 of them. And it's like, hang on a minute. So when a lawyer says it's illegal, sometimes it means they don't know how to do it. And you speak to the next one and go, yeah, we've done 10 of them. It's not a problem. But most people give up because one person in particular said, no, that won't work. Or we don't do things like that. Or that's ridiculous. You can't do that. That's not possible. And so on and so on and so on. So staying the course is one of the most difficult things. But before you even get onto that, you've got to get into the training. You've got to immerse yourself into all the different ways of finding deals, all the different ways of finding investors, learning how to package up those properties, making sure that you're compliant. Because if you're not legal, what's the point? Honestly, you get a knock on the door and a HMRC at your door because you're not compliant in some way, or you haven't subscribed to the GDPR. Etc., 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 and the data commissioner and so on. You've got to be absolutely top-notch on this because you are running a business like you're running an estate agency. Being a property sourcer is exactly the same as being an estate agent. So if you're going to be a property sourcer, you might as well actually be an estate agent because an estate agent's a lot easier than being a property sourcer. Now, that said, for those people who learn how to do this, they make a great income from it. In fact, one of my clients was telling me just today that they've sold £1 million worth of property, a portfolio that they got, and they got a very nice finder's fee in order to do that. So it's not that it's impossible, it's just that it's very difficult. Now, if you don't mind the challenge, then deal sourcing, that could be your way forward. But I know for most people, that's probably not for them. But, you know, most people are average. You know, the average person is average, right? Obviously, because they're average, okay? If you're not average and you go, okay, I'm prepared to keep on going, I've got the discipline, I've got the focus and determination, then deal sourcing can be a great way to source some extra income and finding all these deals for properties and investors. Finding all these property deals for investors can work very, very well for you. If you want the link to the training, it's down below. But we got to be upfront and honest. It is difficult. But again, if you're above average and you want to keep going until you get those results, it can make you a lot of money. Hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.